Welcome, and welcome to our introduction to psychodrama. We're brought to you by Linda Ciottola, psychodramatist, and
Nancy Alexander, psychotherapist.
Right, and we've collaborated for a number of years, and our work together really led us to believe that we wanted to share this with the greater audience.
Yes, we've come to really realize the power of psychodrama and how very healing and how very transformational it can be. And we wanted to share that with people.
Exactly. So we want to give you an overview of psychodrama. It's an action method. It uses theater techniques to accomplish personal or group goals.
And psychodrama is part of what's called the triadic system. And it's involving psychodrama, group psychotherapy, and sociometry,
which is the science of how people make choices in groups.
It was developed by J. L. Moreno, a psychiatrist in
Vienna.
In
the early part of the 20th century. And he was really, as you said to me one day, very much ahead of his time. And he certainly was. And he's the developer of what we've come to call classical psychodrama. And it was furthered by his wife, Zirka Moreno. And we also have made use of something called the therapeutic spiral model, which I'm going to ask you to tell our viewers about.
The therapeutic spiral model is a variation of psychodrama that was specifically adapted to meet the needs of individuals who had survived trauma during their lifetimes.
Yes, and it was created by Dr. Kate Hudgens and Francesca Toscani. And really, they have furthered this work all over the world.
Yes, it's remarkable work.
It is remarkable work. So we want to talk a little bit about how psychodrama allows clients to shift trauma-based roles into transformational roles, introducing the concept of choice into a here and now construct.
Yes, see, trauma locks people in the past. Trauma locks people in the moment in which bad things happened in their life, and they feel as if they have no choice.
Right.
In psychodrama, you bring certain aspects of their past into the present so that they can work on it in a very safe and contained way.
Right, because we have specific techniques that create a healing experience, and the psychodrama transports participants to a place beyond words, using a framework involving movement, enactments, therapeutic interaction, and conversation.
Right. And conversation is part of what psychotherapists do, but psychodrama takes it several steps beyond trauma-based psychotherapy.
Exactly. And psychodrama is very flexible. It can be used with individuals in small or large groups, personal growth, and to heal very complex psychological problems, and to engender understanding and cooperation within disparate groups.
Each psychodrama has its own specific goals and consists of established techniques.
And psychodramas are focused and planned, thoughtful, and at the same time, they maintain a great deal of spontaneity and creativity.
And remember those words, because spontaneity and creativity are concepts that we'll come back to repeatedly, because they are essential in the transformational process.
Exactly. And we're going to start by defining our term group. We use this a lot in our presentation. And in classical psychodrama, the group consists of all the participants. That would be the director, the protagonist, the auxiliaries who are taking roles, and the audience. In fact, Moreno sometimes would even invite passers-by to come in and participate in the psychodramatic process.
Yeah, you just kind of drag them in off the street and they were part of the drama.
So in addition, there can be ongoing psychodrama groups which meet regularly, just like psychotherapy a group may or a personal growth group might. And in that case, the group members engage in psychodramatic work wherever they meet. And whenever they meet.
Whenever they meet, right. And group members can participate in various roles. Group members can be the protagonist, which is the person whose story is being worked on or enacted. They can have an auxiliary role, or they can just be a member of the audience. And that's very important in psychodrama.
Very important. And we want to also define the term team, which we use a lot as well. The therapeutic spiral model uses the word team to define a group of auxiliaries who are in training or already trained. We call those TAEs, trained auxiliary egos. And they meet in order to participate and facilitate psychodramas.
That's right. And so we're making a difference here between the word team and the word group. Team is a more specifically used word, and it involves the director, who's also the team leader, and the assistant leader, who is called the AL, and they complete the team. It's an actual group of people that are pretty much used to working together.
Exactly. And of course, the auxiliaries. And in our work together, we use the therapeutic spiral model in private dramas and worked with an ongoing team of trained auxiliaries.
We were so lucky to do that, yes.
We really were. And so, you know, one of the advantages that we had of working that way was that we had our auxiliary egos consistently throughout our work together. And so our team was cohesive, and that added an element of safety for our protagonist.
Absolutely. It gave you a chance to train the team so that we were all used to working together and knowing how to do the things that we did. Okay. And it gave our protagonist really a sense of continuity and consistency over time.
Exactly right. And psychodrama is really a place for creativity. It has nearly limitless applications. Healing addictions, for example.
Violence, emotional difficulties, social or organizational situations,
right.
Cross-cultural issues. And it really can be used with almost any age group.
And psychodrama is based on very specific theories and procedures and skills which can be taught and understood and implemented and practiced.
Becoming a psychodramatist requires extensive training, supervision,
sure. Mm-hmm.
and education. It's not just something you can pick up and do. It's right. not that spontaneous. It has a structure and a formation that is important to maintain.
Right. And at the same time, it maintains its spontaneity and creativity.
Right. It's a balance.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly right.
So who created psychodrama, Linda?
Well, as we said, it was Dr. Moreno, and he created psychodrama and sociometry and group psychotherapy, and he brought them to the United States in 1925. And these three interlocking methods are referred to, as you said earlier, as the triadic system.
Moreno was a contemporary of other great minds in the field at the time, right. Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung. And these three visionaries created the foundation of what we think of today as modern psychiatry.
Right. Although Moreno's approach considered sociological factors, not just psychological ones, and that really separated him from his peers. And his early work included socially disadvantaged and outcasted groups like prisoners and refugees and prostitutes.
That's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, he really was ahead of his time.
He was. And he had a real recognition of social factors, which often mental health professionals don't take into account enough. Social factors are really critical in the development of our personality and our habits and our behaviors. And so Moreno recognized that growth and change occur within an interpersonal setting.
Right. And new scientific research really shows that that is absolutely crucial, that in relationships, people heal because that's where they're wounded. And he understood that. And his methods have very much worldwide application today in treating and healing and empowering victims of war,
trauma, abuse, national disasters, natural events that occur, hurricanes, right. overpowering illness, homelessness, right. crime, and political instability.
Yeah, all of that can be addressed.
Yes.
So why does psychodrama work? I like what Dr. Bessel van der Kolk says. He says, to overcome traumatic experiences, one must have a physical, emotional, and interpersonal experience that directly contradicts the helplessness and sense of inevitable defeat associated with the trauma. Imagining new possibilities, not merely retelling the tragic past, is the essence of post-traumatic therapy.
That's really a powerful quote.
It's a very
And I would just invite people to kind of read that mm-hmm. on your own and really think about the various parts that are emphasized in that quote. Psychodrama is holistic.
Mm-hmm.
It engages the entire human being, mind, body, heart, and spirit.
And it's not limited to thoughts or feelings, but includes the body's experience as well.
One big differentiating factor
exactly.
between psychodrama and psychotherapy.
Right.
And psychodrama also can address one's spirituality and worldview and relationships and your overall outlook.
Right, and it's not limited to conversations, but it goes beyond words to include movement. It can include music, it can include dance, art, and other forms of self-expression can be beautifully interwoven with psychodramatic work.
Right. Psychodrama also allows old memories to be reprocessed, old messages to be reset and detoxified, and it allows for a new interpretation and a new understanding of the past and of the individual self to develop.
That's very well said, Nancy. And, you know, the other thing that I was thinking about as you were speaking was the fact that in Moranian terms, we would say that old roles can be either retired or transformed, and someone can learn new roles.
That's a very understanding and accepting way to look at roles and relationships and behaviors.
It is, because it's not stigmatizing.
Right.
Yeah.
And so often, maybe we don't think about it, but so often we are stigmatizing in the things that we say and the way that we interpret things.
Right. And so, you know, looking at things in terms of Moreno's role theory takes the stigma out of it and also creates a sense of hope, because it creates a sense of, I learned this role when it saved me during the time of the trauma, but maybe now it's not serving me so well, so I can learn a new role.
Absolutely. And learning theory is very different from some of our psychiatric theories.
Right. So let's go on and talk a little bit about what is trauma.